Are you ready, Alana?
Mm-hmm.
Julie?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just sitting here. He's doing it.
You ready?
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I call this special North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting to order. It is Friday, September 29th, 2017, 9:16 a.m. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me today are Commissioner Brian Krosius and Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. So we do have a quorum. We have only one item on our agenda. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krosius, do you?
I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
No.
Okay, so I'll just turn it over. The portfolio item is part of the agenda item is part of your portfolio, so go ahead.
Excellent. Well, this is the last official action that we will be taking on these cases in relation to the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. So having executed a settlement agreement with Dakota Access, LLC, I move the commission dismiss with prejudice the May 31st, 2017 order show cause. Dismiss with prejudice the November 7th, 2016 advocacy staff complaint and close the investigation open May 31st, 2017, all in Dakota Access LLC, Dakota Access Pipeline Project Siting Application, case number PU-14-842.
Second.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'll just point out that on item number 12 on the settlement agreement stated that within 10 days of execution of the agreement by both parties, the commission will do just what I said we were proposing to do here, dismiss the order show cause proceeding, dismiss the relating to October 17th of 2016th, dismiss the complaint and dismiss the investigation or close the investigation. So that is what this motion does, and I think it's happy to support it. I want to make one more comment after that on a tree and shrub issue that I thought was relevant that might help provide some context, but we can go forward with the additional comments or vote if you so desire, Mr. Chairman, first.
Well, I will just say this is kind of the follow-through that I think our previous motion kind of committed to, that once the company had signed off on that, that these cases would, in fact, be dismissed. And so I don't know if there's anything really new here. I think the big issue was the settlement from a few days ago. And frankly, I have no second thoughts on that. I think it was a good settlement that does some good things in the right areas. So I am certainly going to support this motion.
And I would echo the same thoughts. This accomplishes a number of very good things that we were looking at. It does heighten awareness. It does positively influence future behavior, and it also provides for a long-lasting positive impact in terms of the trees. The trees that will be planted will be enjoyed and appreciated for generations to come, and then just if in the event that landowner issues need to be addressed in the future with subsoil, topsoil issues, which at this point there aren't any, it accomplishes that as well. So I was happy to reach the settlement that we did. I think it was a result of a lot of hard work and careful thought that was put into it.
I will just summarize by saying that this is really a significant milestone for the commission. This represents us taking a stronger step forward on siting and really expressing to the companies that we are working with that we establish what the parameters are and we expect you to fulfill them, and we're willing to follow up with that beyond just the traditional kind of monitoring into this type of a investigation and leading up to the settlement. So I think it's an important first case in that regard, and it will not be the last. I think it's going to be the way that we operate moving forward on siting. We intend to enforce the siting laws in North Dakota and hold these companies to the standards that are spelled out in them.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, just Pat Vaughn brought to my attention an additional item that he'll be adding to the agenda next Wednesday, but it's related. It provides an example for some of the monitoring that we do in the tree and shrub, so I thought I misunderstood and thought he was going to bring it on today's agenda, and it had some bearing. So we've had questions on how we're going to monitor the trees and shrub commitments in the settlement agreement, and this motion that'll be on the agenda next Wednesday really sort of spells out how we're going to do it. And because what he's bringing forward is a return of some of the siting dollars after the completion of a case that was started in 2010. And so we finally have the final monitoring report on the trees and shrubs that came in this fall. And it showed that of the trees and shrubs that were removed, there's a total number account. And the company was to have a total survivability of 294 trees. And the report shows that they have 391 trees and shrubs alive. And so that then triggers that's the end of the three-year monitoring. They reach the 75% survival. So then we're able to close the case. And that's how that process works. We see it through until we get that final report showing that they have reached the intended goal. And then we close the case and return any siting dollars left in the siting fund. So I think that illustrates exactly how the process will work in the Dakota Access case as well.
And I think you made it very clear, but just to reiterate again, because I know there's been questions about, well, how many trees were involved here, that sort of thing. Just to reiterate, the numbers you just cited were using an example of a whole different case that's
Correct.
From years ago and is now finalizing. Those numbers
Right.
had nothing to do with the case we met on
Yeah.
this morning.
Thank you for clarifying that. I'm not sure, do we have the numbers for Dakota Access? We probably do have that in the tree and shrub plan. We could pull that out and identify what they counted. And I don't know if those need to be changed slightly based on this 3-to-1 or not, but we can. That would be available if we wanted to, if anyone wants it.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that on Wednesday. And then lastly, I was just going to make this announcement at the beginning, and just because we usually make announcements at the end, I forgot, so I guess I'll make it now for what it's worth. We had an equipment issue this morning with some relatively new equipment, just a couple months old. And so it prevents us from being able to broadcast this morning. My understanding is we're not legally obligated to broadcast, but we choose to because we like to be as transparent as possible. But in this case, we're unable. However, this process has been recorded and should be available on our website to review the recording within a matter of probably minutes. I'm sure within an hour. And so I'm hoping that doesn't harm anyone's, you know, like publication plans if they're monitoring for a story or anything like that. But probably most important, we have Dave Thompson here, so he'll get the news out. And can't beat that for transparency. Anything else for the good of the order? We are adjourned.